Gabriel and the Cheeky Monkeys by James Parsons. The Abacus. Gabriel could already count to 100. Some of the numbers were a little bit creative, mind you, like 11-teen and 5-teen, but everyone knew what he meant.
Counting to 10 must be easy for everyone to learn, he thought as he looked at his outstretched arms and bent his fingers one by one, mouthing the respective numbers. I'm sure monkeys can learn to count to 10 too. They have 10 fingers too.
Daddy regularly tested Gabriel on his adding and subtracting sums. But most of all, Gabriel enjoyed asking Daddy slightly more tricky questions like, what's 10,402,000 plus 10,037,100? All mummies and daddies know the answer, so if you're interested, just ask them. Gabriel was determined to teach the monkeys to count at least to 10.
I will show them how to count on fingers and give them my abacus as a present, he muttered to himself.
He didn't need his abacus anymore because he could already count to 100. The day soon came to visit Gondwanaland again. Gabriel prepared his rucksack. He took out the magnifying glass and lunchbox to make room for the abacus. After a short wait at the entrance, Gabriel was soon pulling Daddy past the nocturnals and into his beloved jungle.
Can monkeys count? Asked Gabriel.
I don't think so, said Daddy.
I want to teach them, said Gabriel.
And Daddy lifted him up onto his shoulders for the short walk to the bridge and the best view of the cheeky monkeys. Attracting the attention of the monkeys wasn't as easy as Gabriel had imagined. They didn't seem to take much notice of a young boy waving his fingers and shouting 1, 2, 3 at them.
I don't think they want to learn, said Daddy and Gabriel at exactly the same time. They both laughed.
They went to fetch a drink, but then Gabriel remembered the abacus. He rushed back to the bridge and found the zookeeper who was busy keeping order. Well, trying to keep order. The monkeys were being particularly cheeky today. Gabriel explained that he tried to teach the monkeys how to count and was sure they needed an abacus to help them. The zookeeper only had half an ear to listen and only caught the last sentence.
And that's why they need this abacus. Thank you.
Gabriel went back to his father and left the abacus with the zookeeper. When Daddy heard what Gabriel had done, he was not happy. You can't give presents to the monkeys. It's not allowed. Oh, we'd better go and get it back. Glumly, Gabriel walked back to the zookeeper, who was having his photo taken with a group of giggling schoolgirls. My son left an abacus here a few minutes ago. Can we have it back? Asked Daddy calmly.
Oh, yes, said the zookeeper. Wait a minute. Where's it gone?
It was nowhere to be found.
I think I know where it might be, said Gabriel. Let's go to the other side of Monkey Island where we can see the treehouse.
A few minutes later, Gabriel was taking his telescope out of his rucksack and looking down the lens through the gap in the trees. Sure enough, the monkeys were there and his abacus.
Can you imagine what they were using it for?
No, not to practice counting. They were using it to dry their washing. Only the cheekiest of monkeys could think of doing that.